This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. 10 people are dead and more than 100 wounded after two commuter trains derailed earlier today near downtown Los Angeles. Police say a man drove his car onto the train tracks, causing the derailment. A homicide investigation is underway, according to Glendale Police Chief Randy Adams.
This whole incident was started by a deranged individual that was suicidal, who took his vehicle and apparently maneuvered it into an area on the tracks really not intended for vehicles, got the vehicle stuck on the tracks, I think was intent at that time of taking his own life, but changed his mind prior to the train actually striking his vehicle.
NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Glendale, California at the police station there. And Carrie, tell us more about what officials are saying.
Well, as you heard, that they believe that it was a man who intentionally left his car there. It got stuck in the train tracks, and when he had changed his mind that he wanted to abort the suicide attempt, he was not able to get the car out. He did witness the entire accident and was apprehended at the scene trying to get away. That's what police officials have said. These were two Metro passenger trains coming in and out of L.A., and when the inbound train hit the car, the train began to derail. When the last car came off the rails, it struck the outbound train's tail. The tail of the inbound struck the outbound train, and then that train began to derail. In the middle of all this was a freight train. There was a small fire that began in the front cars. There were cars strewn all over the tracks. Some of these Metro trains are two stories, so they were leaning over. People had to try and get out of the top. As I said, there was a fire. It was quite a horrific accident.
And describe the emergency response.
It was quite impressive. Well before I got there, there was hundreds of ambulances. Helicopters were there ferrying the injured out of there. There's many hospitals in the area, at least 5 to 20 that the injured were taken to. They had set up a triage area right by a Costco that was on the other side of the train tracks. I heard that they cut the wire fence and people were taken through the fence into the Costco, and people brought out blankets, water, and then they set up the triage with different colors, and people were sat there on the red, blue, or green, depending on their injuries. Red was the most critical. And the people that were not injured at all are being brought here to the Glendale Police Department to be interviewed by officials, because this is a homicide investigation now. They're hoping to talk to more than 100 people on both of those trains throughout the course of the day.
And how is it possible that someone could actually drive a car up onto the train tracks?
Well, in this area of Glendale, there is a main street and cross streets that cross through the railroad tracks, and you're not supposed to drive a car through there. And some of those streets do have barriers, and people can get around them. We heard Metrolink officials saying that they cannot secure every entrance to the train track, and they implore the public to use common sense and safety, as the officials have described this man. He was deranged and suicidal, but County Sheriff Lee Baca was outraged that people would be so irresponsible as to bring their passenger cars anywhere near these trains.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Glendale, California. That's where two commuter trains derailed earlier today, killing 10 people and injuring more than 100. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.